much, it was towering over the masters, wearing shorts. My mother pleaded with the principal on one occasion to please make an exception in my case and let me wear long trousers, but Jack Higgs, ever fair but firm, said no. I was only 6 months away from going up to the main school, whereupon I, along with everybody else, would be able to wear long trousers. I would have to wait. At last I left the prep school, and 2 weeks before the beginning of the Michaelmas term, my mother took me along to the school shop to buy, at last, a long-trousered school suit. And guess what? They didn't make them in a size long enough for me. Let me just repeat that, so that the full horror of the situation can settle on you reading this, as it did on me that day, in the summer of 1964, standing in the school shop. They didn't have any school trousers long enough for me. They would have to make them specially. That would take 6 weeks. 6 weeks! 6 minus 2 was, as we had been so carefully and painstakingly taught, 4. Which meant that for 4 whole weeks of the next term, I was going to be the only boy in school wearing shorts. For the next 2 weeks, I took up playing in the traffic, being careless with kitchen knives and neglecting to stand clear of the doors on station platforms, but sadly I led a charmed life, and I had to go through with it. 4 weeks of the greatest humiliation and embarrassment known to man, or rather to that most easily humiliated and embarrassed of all creatures, the overgrown 12-year-old boy. We've all experienced those painful dreams in which we suddenly discover we are stark naked in the middle of the high street. Believe me, this was worse, and it wasn't a dream. The story rather fizzles out there, because a month later, of course, I got my long trousers and was readmitted into polite society. But believe me, I still carry the scars inside, and though I try my best to bestride the world like a colossus, writing best-selling books and, well, that's about it really, I suppose, if I ever come across as a maladjusted, socially isolated, sad, hunched, emotional cripple, I'm thinking mainly of Sunday mornings in February here, then it's those 4 weeks of having to wear short trousers in September 1964 that are to blame. Why? Why is the only question which bothers people enough to have an entire letter of the alphabet named after it? The alphabet does not go A, B, C, D, what, when, how, but it does go V, W, X, Y, Z. Why is always the most difficult question to answer. You know where you are when someone asks you, what's the time, or when was the Battle of 1066, or how do these seat belts work that go tight when you slam the brakes on, Daddy? The answers are easy and are respectively 7:35 in the evening, 10:15 in the morning, and don't ask stupid questions. But when you hear the word why,